in Christ. And so that's the idea of being with all men, about those even we may have problems with here. And so as you think about that, you know, we may find it easier, maybe with family and friends and loved ones, that we pursue peace. But we have to think about others also, pursuing peace with them. And so that's the idea. But let me end this by talking about God. So how about having peace with God? And that is, you think about this, that peace with God is only possible because God made a way possible. That without Christ, there would be no way we could ever have peace with God. Again, back to Romans 5 verse 1. Therefore, I have been justified. Justified here means pronounced innocent. By faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we have to ask the question, what, as much depends on you, what are my obligations? What is it that God wants me to do? What does he require of me in order to have peace? And also, I need to recognize his will. I need to recognize the Son as being Son of God, Jesus being Son of God, his word as being the standard by which we're judged by, and be humble enough to do what God says to do in order to have that kind of peace. So that's what we have here, what Paul admonishes us to do in Romans 12, verse 18. I appreciate your kind attention tonight. And go ahead and open your song book to the song we have selected. We have encouragement, so if it applies to anyone tonight, I want you to ask us as we stand as we sing.